Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Pierre Kimsey, sitting in for Eric Barnes, who's on assignment. Joining us this week is Bill Dries of the Memphis Daily News, Michael Kelly of the Commercial Appeal, and Jackson Baker of the Memphis Flyer. The first story is about Forest Park, Bill. There was something of a controversy that was going on at the Memphis City Council. Fill us in on what happened.
The City Council has, after decades of controversy about these Confederate-themed parks, voted to change the names of Nathan Bedford Forest Park, Confederate Park, as well as Jefferson Davis Park. They've given them temporary names until they decide the larger question of what to call them on a permanent basis. This was a reaction to legislation in Nashville that the council learned of that would forbid anyone from renaming a park in Tennessee, state or municipal, that has a name attached to a military event or to some kind of military figure. So the council took this action, and now they have a study committee to consider what the new names of these parks will be.
Michael Kelly of the Commercial Appeal, you were covering the merged school budget, and we started to hear some figures battered around this week. Tell us about that.
Right. I'm looking forward to Tuesday's school board meeting at which they will decide, hopefully, on a budget, a preliminary general fund budget to be submitted to the county commission. The leading candidate, so to speak, in that is a $1.3 billion budget with a deficit of $80 to $90 million. That's subject to change. What comes out of the discussion on Tuesday, we'll see.
Jackson, you spent some time at the General Assembly, and you had a chance to see some progress being made on some bills here, but one in particular, there was a gun parking lots bill that you were telling me about.
Yeah, and whether it's progress or not is in the eye of the beholder, I suppose. But yeah, there has been brewing for the last couple of years legislation to allow people to park guns out of sight in their cars, locked cars, on business parking lots in Tennessee. That bill came a cropper last year in the General Assembly because of heated opposition from large corporations, FedEx here in Memphis, Volkswagen in Chattanooga, et cetera, who simply didn't want the liability that came with such a thing. And they were able to stymie the bill last year. This year it came back, and since a leading opponent of the legislation last year was defeated in her reelection bid, that gave a disincentive to people to resist it in the same way. It came before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, passed unanimously with one abstention, that's State Senator Ophelia Ford, but it passed that committee, and it's going to be fast-tracked through the legislature. Maybe the House can ameliorate it, but the bill in its current form allows guns in parking lots on college and school campuses, really employers don't have much recourse except they are exempted from liability. Mm. That's one thing that's happening in the bill.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Join us again next week.